Hi, this is Hank Hennegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with another Hank Unplug short. I'm sitting in my office on a rainy day in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm thinking about the midterm elections. We put so much hope in our political system. Some of us hang on every count and recount of ballots, on the numbers in terms of who's going to control the Senate and who's going to control the House. And certainly all of that is important. Political activism plays a necessary role, but yet that role is insufficient. The ballot box is necessary, but it is insufficient. If you think about it clearly, the despotism of such maladies in Western civilization is, well, radical transgender surgery, something you could never have imagined, where people are now at young ages having top and bottom surgeries. Probably a $1 trillion industry for the medical establishment, hormone treatments, young kids becoming patients for life. Think of other issues such as militant egalitarianism or radical individualism, multiculturalism, political correctness, religious pluralism. Well, the list goes on. All these things are not magically changed or redeemed at the ballot box. Illiberal liberalism is perpetuated and disseminated in so many different ways. I often alliterate this so people can remember, but I think about the educational institution and so many educators now saying that the state should have a bigger input in the lives of children than parents, or the entertainment industry, which many of us are hooked on. Environmental industries that create and manipulate and disseminate ideological constructs driving Western civilization in a very dangerous direction. And that is just a glimpse of the darkness. But what are the solutions? Well, the solutions involve the church being awakened from a diabetic coma brought on by a steady diet of fast food Christianity. The church is in part the problem. Fast food Christianity, long on looks, short on substance. The church needs a turnaround. And Christians need not only be intellectually equipped, but equipped internally. Equipped by a mysterious energy, we call not merely biological energy, but zoetic energy. The energy by which we may as yet reclaim the soul of the world against the insistent forces of secularism, even paganism. I hope you'll be a part of the solution. It's one of the reasons that I'm committed to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute in our many outreaches around the world. Thanks for participating. Thanks for tuning in. So long for now.